Who won the World Series last year?
Who did? Was it Houston? Tell me.
Who won Best Picture at the Academy Awards?
That's a great question that I do not know the answer to.
Who won Best Actor for last year?
I don't know.
Who won the Grammy last year for Best New Artist?
I don't know. I want to say it's Billie Eilish, but I don't think that's right.
Isn't it interesting how difficult it is to remember even the most recent winners of the most famous and prestigious events, even when they are watched and cheered for by millions of people? And it's also interesting how easy it is for most everyone to answer this question. Who is your favorite teacher?
That's an easy one. It's definitely Lauren Johnson.
Who is your favorite teacher?
My junior year English teacher. She was great. Her name was Mrs. Copier.
Who is your favorite teacher?
I would have to say Mrs. Garlick.
Who was your favorite teacher?
It has to be Coach Larson.
My art teacher, Mrs. Ramirez.
And for every single favorite teacher, there's a reason they are remembered.
I had no idea I had a talent for art, but she did.
Because of him, it made me so interested in chemistry and that I selected it as a career.
We really connected like on a personal level, and so we were like kindred spirits, like we kind of just had similar personalities, and I also just liked her philosophy on like teaching in life.
She just shows so much kindness and compassion towards others that I want to be that type of person.
Recently, a dedicated educator passed away after teaching in the public schools for 37 years. During her years in the classroom, Mrs. Sargent influenced the lives of thousands of her journalism and English students. Among the hundreds of treasured books she left in her library was a yearbook. Inside this book were messages her students had written for their favorite teacher. Mrs. Sargent, thanks for all your support and love. You truly are a teacher who cares. You've changed my life. And I can't thank you enough. I'll never forget you, Michael. And there were more.
Mrs. Sargent, thank you so much for all the help you've given me. Because of you, I'm not as scared as I was to get up in front of a big crowd. Thanks again, Liz.
Mrs. Sargent, thank you so much for all you did for me this year. You are a really great teacher. I actually like Shakespeare now. You helped me more than you could know. Becca.
Every day, devoted teachers do so much more than going through just the motions of teaching the fundamentals of math, chemistry, science, English, social studies, history, and so many other important subjects. For most of these titans of the textbook, their interest isn't so much in teaching the topics they love. Their interest is in teaching the students they love. One such teacher was Lauren Johnson.
He required a standard of excellence, while at the same time letting you know that you were important to him. I remember the standards in his class were so tough. He required you to double space your papers, and you could not use the to be verb in those papers. He would circle it in red, and you know, he was trying to help us to increase our vocabularies and not become lazy that way. One of the greatest accomplishments in all of my schooling is that I got A's every quarter, and he didn't give them very often. He was such a masterful teacher. He had passion for what he taught, but I don't think that passion means anything unless a teacher can convey that they want the best for you and they care about you. He just cared about people. I think that his goal was to make sure that we all went to college. It was kind of a blue-collar demographic in our high school, so a lot of kids really hadn't thought about going to college, but he prepared us, and then he followed through. I remember being home from college in the summer, and he had invited a bunch of us over to his place, and he wanted us to know that he was interested in what we were doing and what our future was looking like. I think of him, I bet, at least once a week, just in day-to-day life. He's so dear to me and so much a part of what I became. So, yeah, he was incredible.
Lauren Johnson influenced thousands of students over his career as a teacher. One of those lives he changed was mine. I was a 15-year-old high school sophomore when I met Lauren. Everyone at my high school knew he was a tough grader, almost impossible to get an A. But from the moment I walked into his classroom, I learned more about myself than I had ever learned before. It's said that teachers fill the bucket, but I know great teachers start a fire. In my life, Laura not only started the fire, but fanned the flames. As a student in his humanities class when I was a senior, he opened my eyes and soul to the world around me. I learned to appreciate art, architecture, literature, and theater. And because of him, I've taken up the motto, to know the world and keep the best. And best of all, he believed in me. And I felt it. On one occasion, we were assigned to write our life's philosophy. Being a typical high school senior, not really wanting to put as much effort into it as I knew I should have, I sat down the night before and quickly jotted out what my philosophy of life was. I thought it would be so easy to say, my philosophy in life is to take the middle of the road, because that way you don't offend people on the left, you don't offend people on the right, you just kind of go down the middle and you just make your way through life. No waves, no problems, no challenges. That short essay was turned in the next day. A few days later, the graded essays were passed out to each student, except me. He made no effort to give me my paper. The bell sounded. I walked up to Lauren's desk and said, I didn't get my essay back. And he said, no, you didn't, because I don't believe your philosophy is taking the middle of the road. I know you are better than that. Now I want you to write an essay on what you really believe is your life's philosophy. I took my ungraded essay and wrote a new one. This one was about being a leader, to use the abilities I had to try to make the world a better place. Lauren read hundreds of essays on students' philosophy of life. He could easily have read mine, failed me, and moved on. But he didn't. Instead of just grading an essay, he changed my life. And he believed in me long after my graduation. During our semi-annual birthday lunches and sporadic phone conversations, he was always interested in me and my family. He would ask about each of my children and where my most recent work projects had taken me. He was so much more than a teacher. He was a mentor, a friend, a cheerleader, an inspirer, and a fanner of the flames. I don't ever remember getting an A in Lauren's class, but he taught me how to succeed in life. His influence will always be an important part of who I am. His interest in my abilities sparked me to be a writer. And Lauren, I wrote this to thank you. Thank a teacher and pass it on. From passiton.com. You can listen to more of these bite-sized podcasts at passiton.com or subscribe to Pass It On, the podcast, available on your favorite platform.